And a pleasant good afternoon, one and all. Greetings of peace, greetings of love, greetings from God Almighty. This is Religion Means Alive. I'm Wali Muhammad, and hosting the program we call The Communicator. And we give you a mixture of music and positive thoughts, positive music to your mind, your body, and your soul. We'd like to thank Minister Imam Alfred Muhammad for allowing us to have the time to come on and listen to and to communicate with you this Saturday at 1 p.m., 12 East Central, and we thank you very much. The name of the program is called Religion Means Alive. We'd like to give you some very good information on religion being alive. So without any further ado, I'd like to sing off with Sister Shahida Khayyam. Positive thoughts, positive music. We are communicating. Sister Shahida Khayyam.
The Christopher Redeemer. This is to my sister. It is high time that we as women wake up and take a good look around us. Let us see what we have allowed ourselves to become as women, sisters, and mothers of this great universe. We have missed the mark, and we have allowed our bodies to become like a dumping ground for men. We have allowed men to come into our lives and use our bodies until they get tired. But see fit to just walk away with someone else, leaving behind a house full of children, a heartbroken mother, and a torn down family. In many instances, he repeats this vicious cycle until he is too old to do anything else. The reason why he's able to do such is because we as women, sisters, and mothers, allow this to happen by being too quick to hear the sad old story that he gives us, not taking into consideration or even caring about enough to do a little research to see what kind of person or maybe animal it is that we are dealing with. This brings us to a point that shows us as being a very selfish creature, because we know that he did not just pop up on the earth. We also know that for him to be truthful, the odds are too great. So we cover up our eyes and put our fingers in our ears and harden our hearts to the other woman. When reality sets in and it's your turn to hurt, he's off and running, and you are left like she was left, and another is waiting like you were waiting, and the beat goes on like this. Women, do you realize that we sit back and watch in our jobs, yelling against one another like angry dogs, boosting his male ego while he humps his shoulder and wags his tail, and roam the earth, sleeping with whomsoever he pleases, leaving behind children that he cannot afford, and maybe he really does not give it. And the beat goes on. In the name of love. We allow this to happen because we do not want for our sister what we want for ourselves. Because if we did, we would think before we act. We would ask questions and we would do research. We as women must learn how to control our heart with our mind. We are the soul of the earth. We are the backbone. We are the mothers of civilization, and we must take control over our bodies, our minds, and our minds. We must realize that we have done what we have done and are still doing to one another, to our children, and to the world. We have allowed men to become so pumped up until they feel that they can do anything and get away with it. While we are busy fighting among each other, he is somewhere else looking for greener pasture. But you know what, sisters? We can put a stop to this. How? By respecting one another. You see, ladies, we in the wrong place. And we have not gotten anything in return from those to whom we gave. But we have had a broken heart, incest, rape, cross-dressers, and beasts of every kind. We women work hard in and out of the house. And most of the time, we do both. We try too hard to please, and yet, no matter what we do, Mr. Don Juan never satisfied. So there it is. You struggle all your younger years trying to please someone who, the more you do, the less you do. He is never going to be satisfied. And you try to stick it out in the name of some sweet down heaven you think is love. Until you allow yourself to become so done in it by now, he does not want you, and probably no one else. Why? Because you have to love yourself. We as women have a tendency to misinterpret love because we think that love is a hard, genuine, blood-rushing, eyes-bucking situation that sets your soul on fire. True love carries with it a huge amount of responsibility, like trust, understanding, dignity, patience, justice, and the fear of God. So much beauty exists in true love, and true love stands the test of time. For it has marvels and benefits. We as women, sisters, and mothers have lost so much of this by trying to hold on to this, so non-deserving of the kindness that we struggle so hard to give, until we have become so rude and so cold to one another that we have lost sight of the pain and the grief that we cause each other at the feet of no one. From our sons to our daughters, it's a vicious cycle. Yet, in my heart, I know that we have produced our humans. And yet the question is, where are they? It's like looking for a needle in a haystack. But we as women must remember one thing. We conceive them. And we carry in our womb a life, shaped and formed the mind, and nourished it from our mouth, that we can enjoy the keeping or to avoid it. And at any given time, we deliver that life. We nourished it, and we watched it grow, and gave it away to be in control. As a woman and as a mother, we have allowed ourselves to become victimized by that same one that we have witnessed brought forth. But we must stop here now, my sister, and look around us and say to ourselves, say to each other, enough is enough. No longer will I sit by and praise my sister. No longer will I become a statue or a dumping ground for a sex-driven maniac who feels that a woman's body is no more important than a man. We must stand up and respect, and we will as soon as we begin to respect one another. And remember, men are only doing what we let them do. The human chain of kindness will be reconnected as nature intended it to be, and we do not accept the maniac who calls himself a man, jumping from woman to woman, hopping from bed to bed, and dripping his sperm as though it was water in the desert. He would be more than happy to respect women as soon as we respect ourselves. And we will put it in.
The question is how long? Just how long, sisters and brothers, do we expect our time, faith, and universe to go on and be conditioned? Do we believe for one moment that our creator agrees with it? And we wouldn't think, oh no, oh no. We have made a fool of ourselves, and we have failed our children. Our children are the future, and we are giving them no true direction. We have become a emotion and open up the avenues of our hearts to each other. Given that sin we just that we so badly desire, we will see that our wives will grow up to be the men and our men will respect us for doing so. Our girls will grow up to be women.
Positive thoughts, positive music to your mind, your body, and your soul. Beautiful, beautiful poem by Sister Shahida Kayam here in Chicago. And a message to the sisters. Excellent, excellent poem. And you can keep more, get the information from that. Let me give you the phone number, the blog radio number. We are. This is our blog radio program called The Communicator. Every Saturday from 1 until 2, and Central, every Saturday from noon until 1 o'clock. Thank you so much for listening. Keep it right here. Let's communicate.
Thank you.
Communicating positive thoughts, positive music to your mind, your body, and your soul. That's Brother Ghalib Gala coming out his latest CD, and it's called I'm Evolving. Beautiful song, beautiful music, songs that have a message, and that's what we do here on The Communicator. We play music to your mind, body, and soul that has a message. I'm Wally Muhammad. The number to call every week, this is the number to call our blog radio telephone message on The Communicator, 805-727-7013. That's 805-727-7013. Communicating positive thoughts, positive music. We got to expand our mind, expand our senses, become human beings once again. Today is, or tomorrow I should say, tomorrow is Father's Day. Don't forget Dad. Don't forget Dad. We made it together. He worked very hard for you and me. And let's remember our Father. Tomorrow is Father's Day. Let's communicate. We'll be right back. We are communicating positive thoughts, positive music to your mind, your body, and your soul. That was Lonnie Liston Smith and Expansions. Expand your mind, expand your spirit, expand yourself. Let's keep love alive in our life, and in our love. Let's keep love together. That's what it's all about. Let's communicate. I'm Wally Muhammad. Give us a call, 5-727-7013. Let's keep communicating. Put that number on your refrigerator. Don't forget the number.
I'm going to go to the next one. Thank you.
carrying positive thoughts, positive music for your mind, your body, and your soul. Lali Muhammad here. This is The Communicator. Thank you so much for listening. That number to call, keep it on your refrigerator, keep it loaded, so you will always know when to call and listen in. Just pick up the phone, call the phone number. The phone number is 805-727-7013. Once again, it's 805-727-7013. I'm Wally Vaughn. Thank you so much for listening. Keep it right here. Just be patient. We have a few minor difficulties, but we're gonna get it together either way, because everything is in God's control, so we keep it going. Let's communicate. I Want to Be Your Man, featuring Charlie Wilson and Fantasia. I Want to Be Your Man. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And we thank you so much for listening. Keep it right here. We got a lot more for you. Don't touch the dial. We have more for you. Keep it right here. And on our blog radio, this is where we are every Saturday. So listen to us every Saturday. Thank you so much. The number to call every week, 805-727-7013. Let's communicate.
Thank you.
little bit of music to your mind, your body, and your soul. Thank you so much for listening. Keep it right here. We'll be here for just a few more minutes and play some of the good music that you love to hear. We give you the best of everything. I want you to keep it right here and let you know that we're here tomorrow. Don't forget, tomorrow is Father's Day. Don't forget, tomorrow is Father's Day. And don't forget your dad. Don't forget your dad. Whatever you do, don't forget him.
I wish you could ride in the spring to be your heart of song to sing, and then I care, but more than this, I wish you love. And in July, on the lake, to pull you in some leafy blade, I wish you health, but more than well, I wish you love. My breaking heart, and I agree, you and I never be. Swimming my very best, I'll set you free. I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you
that you may know each
Almighty God is he who is the most righteous of you. And God has full knowledge and is well acquainted with all things. My beloved brothers and sisters, we should seek for a good and a healthy marriage through and with the guidance of Almighty God, and know that there is, cannot be a good marriage if there is no good relationship. For a good relationship begins with honesty, trust, and fear of God. We believe in one of the desires to please each other. The simple way to do that, my sisters and brothers, is by pleasing Almighty God. And God has no desire to make it hard or complicated for us. But we complicate and make things hard for ourselves. And we have made for ourselves a harsh environment that steals the way the people that want to find in a good relationship. But we build a good relationship pertains to a good marriage. We build it on good reputation. We build it on trust. We cannot build it on outside looks alone, and we certainly can't build it on the field. You see, a young man is like a farm, it's like a field. It's something that we cultivate. We must iron out and smooth out all of our own hair and feathers. We cannot do that. It's nothing I do that I don't do to cherish. Not even the until death do we part. A word alone can I make a marriage work. A true marriage must come from the heart. But whatever we do, we should do it in the proper spirit. For it is the spiritual part of us that comes time. When we marry the right way, it begins time, my brothers and brothers. We can't surely do. For man is not merely a community of material things, but he can only show a pocket if he has faith in the life and contribute to the social welfare by directing and encouraging other people on the path of truth and justice. So don't even walk away. For faith is an armor, and life cannot be based on the material things alone, but on faith and standards that have been set by our Creator. For faith is our armor, which wards off the worries of the material world. And a righteous life is our positive contribution to a spiritual aspect. My brothers and sisters, it is said in Christian, where wise men fear to drive, patience and understanding in a relationship leads to a strong marriage. If there is no good and strong relationship, how can there be a good and a healthy marriage? Surely a wise and a God-fearing man or woman look before they leave. They look to God for guidance and direction. Therefore, it is good and wise to rush into a marriage for all the wrong reasons. It is not wise to rush into a marriage for no reason. But when the heat wears off and the wrong will stop touching you, and you decide that this is not what you really want, then what? Wives have been disrupted. Babies conceived. Families are involved. The pain and disruption is so great, brother, brothers and brothers, to make their choices. My dear brothers and sisters, we should put on our real bacon caps and face the reality of this life. Does not mean get all you can while you can, no matter what it takes. That is not the way the God-fearing faith
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Communicating positive thoughts, positive music.
Thank you.
communicating positive thoughts, positive music to your mind, body, and your soul. We're still going strong here on The Communicator. We thank you so very much for listening. And there's a number you want to call to get information. We have a brand new CD out on the legacy of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And it's available right now for only $10 plus $3 shipping and handling. And it's called The Way Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And the address to send it to the communicator, Waleed Muhammad, 439 East 81st Street, Suite 100, Chicago, Illinois, 60619. That's the communicator, Waleed Muhammad, 439 East 81st Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60619. That's Suite 100. Get it today. Supplies are limited.
Thank you.
positive thought, positive energy to your mind, body, and your soul. I thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, next Saturday, right here, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And once again, you must get the latest edition, the very first edition of The Legacy of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And the CD is called A Way to Success from the Muhammad Family Archives and the works of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I want you to get the copy right away. $10 plus $3 shipping and handling to the communicator, Wali Muhammad, 439 East 81st Street, Suite 100, Chicago 60619. God's peace to you. Peace be to you.